A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When the crowds were increasing, Jesus began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It asks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. And see, something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah. And see, something greater than Jonah is here." The Gospel of the Lord. I was just visiting an American history museum. Very interesting. I love the 19th century history in the United States. And there was a whole cabinet there of snake oil salesmen. You see, it was very popular back in the 19th century to have Dr. Dunn's tonic for whatever ails you. If you're tired or if you're too nervous or if you just have body aches or lack that vim and vigor, here, take this tonic. It'll help you no matter what you have. And we called them snake oil salesmen because, well, it helped. They gave you something. It made you feel a little better, even if it's just a placebo effect. And they got a little money. Win-win. Sell people a little hope, get a little money. Jesus is not a snake oil salesman. It's right when the crowd is increasing, he gets in their face and says, "You want a sign. You're looking for something to make you feel better about yourselves or your lives or your future. And the only sign I'm going to give you is the sign of me 3 days in the grave." That's the sign of Jonah. It's not a cheerful sign. And it's a sign of complete transformation, of giving up your life. And the people of Nineveh, he says, will rise up in judgment against you because they got it. And they changed their lives completely, sat down in sackcloth and ash at the preaching of Jonah, half-hearted though it was, and they changed their lives in response. Or the Queen of the South, she left her homeland to go find the wisdom of Solomon. So, do we really want a sign? If we do, that sign will change our lives completely. Are we really ready for that? I have to say honestly today, I am really busy. And if God's going to give me a sign to change my life, I hope he waits until I get a little of my work done. I get caught up. I'm just too busy for it right now. And I stand convicted by that. And yet, I still hold God at arm's length to get my work done.